take a fresh look at your city. 94.7 The Pulse. The heartbeat of Geelong.
And welcome to Social Media Pulse.
Here at 94.7 The Pulse.
That's right, my name's Craig McCarthy. I'm here with Cheyenne Ainsworth, and this is the show where we talk about everything.
Social media, online marketing, tech, gadgets, apps, you name it. Anything to do with the
absolutely.
Online world.
Software too. Software. Yeah. And no, I haven't updated my iPhone software to iOS 7 yet.
Really? Well, yes. I have.
That's exciting.
Did it all yesterday.
Did
yes.
You?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to do that at the moment, but I can't because I don't know where my phone is. So.
No, we did try calling it, but it won't answer.
Yeah, that's right. So that's okay.
Well, in today's show, I've actually got a couple of tips with iOS 7 and why you should or shouldn't download it.
Okay.
Straight away, yes. There's a couple of things you should be aware of.
Okay, great. Good timing for me.
Yeah, when you do find your phone.
When I do find my phone, if I do find my phone, that's right. Yeah, so, and I actually don't have my computer that we normally play the music off for the show today.
Oh, excuses. No.
So I thought, that's okay. I'll just use my phone because my phone's got music on it too, and I don't have the phone.
That's okay. We're going to do some random CD selections in at the station. This is going to be fun.
It's going to be random, absolutely. Yeah. So
see what we come up with.
That's right. So let's.
And for those listening to the podcast after we've finished this show, sorry you won't get to listen to our random song choices today.
Yeah. The first one's a cracker.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, hang around, listen to that.
Now, it's been a pretty busy couple of weeks for us, hasn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
And you've just landed back on Australian soil?
I have. Just got back from China a couple of days ago. Mm. And, yes, I'll tell you something about China.
Yeah.
That I don't like about China.
Yeah.
No Facebook.
Yeah.
No Twitter.
Yeah.
No YouTube.
No.
Mm.
So what do they do? They actually talk to each other?
No, they've got other social medias that they're allowed to have.
They certainly do.
Actually, I've got a funny story here.
Well, what did you like about China?
I love the climate over there.
Mm-hmm.
I was staying in a big city over there, and I like big cities. It's nice to stay in a city, and, you know, there's lots of people, lots of activity, and lots of stuff going
What's
on.
What's their coffee like? Can't really call it coffee, can you?
No, well, no, you can't. And as you know, I had issues with my teeth over there as well, so I couldn't even drink hot coffee over there.
Not good.
I didn't have a great trip, but so it is nice to be back.
Yes, and I went up to the Pro Blogger event, and I'm going to just do a section on just a review of it. And,
awesome.
What went on.
And, I want to hear about that. I saw there's quite a few people up there.
I got to touch Google Glasses,
I
put them on and I played with them.
I saw that.
I know, it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You didn't sneak them back?
No, seeing they're probably the only pair in Australia at the moment.
Okay.
No, I don't think I'd
Who owned them? Who's were they?
Trey, and I'll have a chat about Trey as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Check us out at last week's show. We spoke about Google Analytics.
Yes, we did.
We did a deep dive into some of the advanced terms in Google Analytics. So go to, it's not actually on the website yet. So
isn't it?
No.
Oh, okay.
The team's a little bit sluggish this week, but that's all right.
We've had a pretty terrible week, to be honest.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's no good.
We lost a client.
Yeah.
And we lost a client, they didn't go somewhere else. They actually passed away, which was pretty sudden and, not fantastic. Mm. So.
Shocking news.
Yeah, it really was.
Yep. Socialmediapulse.com, you can check us out there or on iTunes to check out previous episodes.
Give us a review if you love us.
That's right. That'd be great. I'm not sure if I could say too much about Sue and Belinda on the previous show. They ventured into territory where I'm not going to venture into on our show. But, you know, raising awareness of hemorrhoids is, you know.
Yes. You get all sorts of information on 94.7 The Pulse, thanks
to
Sue and Belinda.
That's right, yes.
Lovely ladies they are.
Mm. I especially enjoyed their sphincter strengthening exercises.
Okay, that's... Not for Social Media Pulse today, I don't think.
No, okay, let's move
on. Now, what have you got in your hot little hands? So you were going to say something about China before.
I read something. I've got an article here that was in the China Daily on Monday, and it's talks about a star blogger on Sina Weibo. Is that how you pronounce it?
Sina Weibo.
Sina Weibo. So it's a Chinese Twitter platform.
Mm-hmm.
And Zoo Manzi is a he has 12 million followers, so he's got status of he was one of the first to have the big V status with 10 million fans.
So if you an influencer.
He is. If you get 10 million fans, you get a V sign put at the end of your name.
Okay.
And your profile is verified as genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the net needs a clean up.
Really?
And to that point, the authorities have got involved, and according to a judicial interpretation that took effect last week, people who post online rumours that are viewed by more than 5,000 internet users or retweeted more than 500 times could face defamation charges.
Well, China at its best.
That's right. Zhu says it's a good beginning, adding that after several years of wild growth, the internet is filled with lots of things that go beyond legal and moral boundaries and urgently need to be cleaned up.
Okay.
It's a different world over there.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Mm. Yes. So.
Yeah, again, I probably won't say my opinion, no.
No, we can leave that. But I thought that was interesting, China Daily on Monday morning. And in today's show, I'm going to talk about customer service for online stores.
Okay.
Yeah. How to increase sales by reducing the risk to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also got to talk about Pulse TV, which is on tonight.
I know. What time is it?
8 o'clock tonight, Channel 31. I've got a blurb here. Pulse Television is a lifestyle magazine program highlighting and featuring the greater Geelong region and its many hidden gems. Expect to see live music, local artists, local food and wine, community gardens, refugee stories, Geelong personalities, and more. So how about that?
Stay tuned.
Yeah, check that out tonight. Channel 31,
yeah.
If you're in Australia, mm-hmm. listening to this live.
Well, you can actually view it on YouTube as well.
Oh, can you? The whole show?
Yes, yes. They put it into three or four different sections.
Great.
Like part one, two, three on Pulse TV.
Yep, great.
So you can look it up on YouTube as well.
Great. Have you got anything else coming up in today's show?
We've got the news desk and, I just wanted to have a chat about the different things that happened up in the Gold Coast here in Australia with the Pro Blogger event. It was event number fourth year.
Wow.
Yeah. I went to the first and second, missed the third as I was away, and, was up there for the fourth one. So,
fantastic. Mm. Speaking of another funny thing I saw in China this week, speaking of catchy slogans,
yes.
You know how often the police will have a slogan on the side of their police cars that might say to serve and protect, for example?
Yes.
On the side of a Chinese police car was to punish and enslave.
Did you take a photo?
I was too slow. It went straight past me.
I would have gone to a police station just to get a photo.
That's pretty good, huh? Yeah. Straight to the point. I like it. All right, we've got more coming up. Sticking around. This is Social Media Pulse.
Part of your community. 94.7 The Pulse. The heartbeat of Geelong.
How about that track, Shy?
Blast from the Past.
Daydream Believer by the Monkees. That's right. It's all happening. It's all happening here.
Oh, look, there's plenty of monkeys around here at the moment, isn't there?
Right. Okay.
All righty. Do you want to go straight to the news
desk? Let's go to the news desk, please. Bring it on.
Okay. Now, a few things that happened this week. Australia has got Google Play Music.
Cool.
Yeah, I haven't been able to get into it. It's also got I think this came out yesterday. All Australians can now listen to their favourite artists and download latest music from Google Play, a digital entertainment destination for Android devices and the web. Google Play makes it easy for you to buy your favourite songs and albums and instantly add them to your music library. Free Music Locker also means that you can add up to 20,000 songs from your existing music collection into Google Play instantly and listen to them from any computer or Android phone or tablet, even when you're offline. Do you reckon it's a bit of a competition?
For iTunes?
Yeah.
Yep.
You reckon it'll work?
Mm. Well,
I don't know. They're giving it a go.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Google. They say Google Plus will never work. It never matched Facebook, right? And it's slowly climbing.
It is.
So you never know.
Well, I think that, you know, Google Bars and Google, all of the stuff that just didn't work for Google, this one sort of seems to half make sense to me that they do something like this because there is no competition to iTunes, basically.
Yeah. I mean, iTunes does have a monopoly, and often people are looking for an alternative to the monopoly, and that's why people have got on board of Android. And
it's strange, because when I read it, I sort of went, okay, Android. It was always, oh, I shouldn't say always, probably 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when it was everything was PC, IBM, Microsoft, and then Apple came into the space as the, creative, artistic, alternative to your everyday PC. And now I look at what Google is doing here with Google Play and go, they're doing it in reverse, as in they are now the, oh, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Because everybody has Apple, everybody has an iPod, everybody has, iPhones and this, that and the other. And slowly but surely, I don't know if I'll go to the dark side. The, hubby's got an Android phone and...
Mixed marriage.
Image on the mixed marriage, mixed digital marriage.
Right.
The image on his phone, we can take the same photo, and his looks absolutely gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah, and mine looks crap from the iPhone.
Well, you need an iPhone 5S.
And they came out this morning.
Yay! Yep. Yes, 8 o'clock this morning.
There were people lined up, like overnight, sleeping, all of that sort of stuff. It's just a reoccurring thing that happens. But it was interesting to see that Australia is one of the first places to open it up for sale. So,
It's funny. I heard them talking on a radio show this week about the days when people lined up for Windows 95.
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem so lame now?
Well, I did line up for the first iPhone. Yes, I admit that.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. And I got one here in Geelong. It was ludicrous.
Excellent.
And yes, it was. It wasn't a sleep overnight thing, but it was certainly a, up early, sort of thing. But
I was having a look at the iPhone 5S promo video today. Mm. And one thing it does to prevent blurring is it will take, when it takes a photo, it takes four different photos in succession.
Mm-hmm.
And then it will blend the four photos together to reduce any blurring.
Wow.
To make them more clear, yeah.
What do you think about the swiping and fingerprinting and all that sort of stuff?
I think it's good. Yep. I think it's good.
No. I get that Big Brother feel about it.
Well, they say that the your fingerprint, because now the button on the iPhone, for anyone who hasn't seen it, does have fingerprint scan technology. So whenever you press the button, it'll detect your fingerprint and then it will unlock the screen.
Mm-hmm. What if your kids want to use it?
Yeah, so you'll have to
have
to register other users.
Well,
and they say that the fingerprint itself is not stored on the iCloud, it's not sent to any third parties, it just stays with the
stays on the phone. That. I love it.
Let's get rid of passwords, I'm sick of them.
Yeah. Well, why don't we just go straight to DNA?
Put like a little injection on the end of the phone.
Yeah, there you go.
Just a little blood sample. I'm in. Yep, bring it on.
Okay, and going on from that strange conversation to another strange one. About 2 weeks ago, I sort of skimmed past it and thought, I'll put it in the news desk this week. Apple is seeking to trademark the word startup in Australia. And there's a lot of controversy around it, as you can imagine. They're basically just trying it on. Their screen grabs are on this site that I got that had the Apple Australian trademark application. And the reason they do this is that if you have a trademark in one country, it is easier to get it in other countries. So for them to trademark the word startup, I just sort of go, what the? You're Apple. What do you want the word trademarking of startup for?
Mm.
But no, I thought, get your mitts off it. It's not, there's so many things about startups that you can't just trademark that word.
Seems odd.
Again, another odd thing that we found that I thought, I might just mention that. Something else is, I've got these reasons why you shouldn't download iOS 7, but I'll go to something else. Google has acquired Bump, which is a file sharing app. Have you seen Bump?
I've seen Bump.
Now, there was another article, and I read it, didn't save it where I should have, and I am trying to find it. It was basically the 35 different companies that Twitter has purchased in the last couple of years, and it was pretty interesting. So there's that.
Mm.
Bump founder David Leeb said that the secret to Bump's success is I don't have to think about anything. I just bump the phones together and it works. That's what allowed Bump to get so big, he said. It's just dead simple. And I like that. It is just dead simple.
Yep. So that's if you've got two iPhones and you bump them together, you can swap images and files and that sort of stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and contacts and all sorts of things. Yeah, you just bump away. There you go.
Love a bump.
Yes. Now, because of the iOS update, Twitter has revamped its app and has more bigger changes to come. And Facebook has released an app update in conjunction with Apple's iOS rollout. So all of the apps are getting on board to support the new iOS.
So start updating your software, people, on all your apps and all your devices.
I took this from Techland. So if you go to techland.com, and it is the 6 reasons to upgrade to iOS 7 right away, and 5 you shouldn't. So the reasons to upgrade is it's the biggest visual overhaul of iOS 6 since Apple introduced the iPhone. You don't have to hunt for common settings anymore. A much improved compatible app store. Sorry, customizable app store. I can't read properly here. Siri can now be a dude. How cool is that?
It's not cool.
Multitasking. Well, some men don't like listening to Siri, okay? Yeah, they'd rather talk to a dude.
Really?
Okay. Yes. Multitasking is significantly improved. Upgrading is free and easy to do. But here's a cons list, okay?
Okay.
It's the biggest visual overhaul of iOS since Apple introduced the iPhone. I said that in the pros list, didn't I? Okay.
Yep.
Think the new interface looks like iOS fell into a bucket of clown makeup. Disagree with the notion that something like a camera app icon shouldn't resemble a physical camera lens because the design aesthetic won't stand the test of time, even though camera lenses have looked like camera lenses forever. If so, there's an argument for hanging back here. Apple's design view of the world is just one more design view of the world. Some people like the way Apple decorates, some don't. The launch day download traffic time. Okay, so yes, when I did all devices, it did take a very long time because everybody was doing it. Mm-hmm. There's a steeper than usual learning curve. Owners of existing iOS devices wait to perform an update until they have some free time to themselves to then go through the experience. Okay, it'll be a while before all of your apps are uploaded, fully updated, sorry. So you're probably going to be seeing new versions of iOS compatible apps, like I just said, with Twitter, Facebook, and you can expect most mainstream vendors to have their affairs in order, you know, at launch. But if you're using a mission critical app that hasn't been fully updated, you might want to check with the vendor before pulling the trigger. Okay, so if there's any particular app that you use, you might want to check to see if they've got the update. Now, iOS 7 is a one-way trip. Again, nothing new here, but for those that don't know, once you've pulled the trigger and you've updated, it's iOS 7 or bust. You can't downgrade to iOS 6. Okay, so that's done.
Can I look at your phone?
Yeah, sure. Sorry,
Have you got finger scan password to unlock that for me?
No, that's a password.
Keep up. So,
photos looks different, like the whole image, like when it actually changed over.
Yeah.
It does look brighter. It's more bubbly looking.
Yep. So all the standard iPhone apps have different app buttons now.
Correct.
And some of the other apps are updating their buttons as well.
Correct. Facebook's has updated. It seems a lot faster as well, which is good.
Okay. Mm. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Right. So the screen looks a little bit different. And, my God, you've got a lot of apps here.
Yes, but they're all categorised and
are very efficient, yes.
It's just practical. And that's the news desk, guys.
Okay, thanks. All right, stick around. We've got more to come.
The sound of our city. 94.7, The Pulse. The heartbeat of Geelong.
What you gonna say?
The Pulse.
And that's the way I like it. How'd you like that song? Bit of KC and the Sunshine Band.
I know. I automatically hear that song and I think disco ball, glitter, and bell bottoms and
strutting.
Yes, we had a bit
down Moorabool Street on a Friday night. Oh yeah. That's the way I like it.
A chair boogie in here.
Bit of disco.
Yes.
Okay, but seriously.
Yes.
Online stores. So people have started buying online. I'm not sure if you've noticed.
Uh-huh.
In fact, Australians spent $13.5 billion online in last year alone.
Get out of here.
No joke.
Yep. And it's only going up.
It's only going up because people are getting more used to it, becoming more normalised. But the traditional thing that bricks and mortar businesses have as a strong selling point compared to online is customer service. And according to senior lecturer at Deakin University, Dr. Paul Harrison, do you know Dr. Paul Harrison?
I know of him. I haven't met him, though.
He says, online is about reducing risk. So the more a retailer reduces risk, the more chance they have of making a sale. A common perceived risk of shopping online is not being able to see or touch the item, or receiving it and finding it's not quite right, and the result being the hassle of returning the goods and organising a refund. So in Choice Magazine this month, they did a test.
Mm-hmm.
They did an online test. So what they were trying to measure is different online stores. Basically, they're trying to measure their customer service. So what they did is they ran a test to buy a pair of shoes from six different retailers. So it was they selected eight large retailers that sell shoes as part of their offering, and they chose a mix of online-only retailers as well as traditional bricks and mortar stores offering the online option. And they also chose a couple of UK players. So what they did is they ordered a pair of shoes. So they went online, they looked at the websites and tried to match up the right size shoes they were looking for. They ordered shoes from ASOS,
yep,
David Jones, Meyer, Rebel Sport, Stringers, Style Thread, The Iconic, and Wiggle.
Now, they should have tried Boohoo.
Should they? Why?
Because they're really good.
Are they? Okay. Mm. So let's have a bit of a look at the results of what they did, what they found. Firstly, the best stores for actual delivery time was the Iconic, came in with shoes there the next day.
Wow.
And even better than that was Style Tread, who they received these shoes less than 12 hours after ordering.
No way.
That's pretty good. Other stores took 2, 3, 4 business days.
Mm-hmm.
They also, talking about their websites and the process of ordering, two of the websites had live chat.
Okay.
So that was Style Tread and The Iconic. Both had live chat. So they're trying to measure how easy it is to
Ask questions, get information.
That's right. So the customer service experience as well as returning the goods and getting a refund.
Yeah.
There was 4 stores that had customer reviews on their site. So that was Meyer, Rebel Sport, The Iconic and Wiggle. So okay. They felt that was a good indication to help purchasers buy, to get more confidence in the product. They had 2 suppliers had a video of the product, so that was ASOS and Style Thread. Both had a video on their website of the product. They found that helpful. And most of them had zoomable product images. When it came to returning the goods, the Style Thread was far above the rest. It had a free courier pickup service, as well as it says, with simple instructions on how to return the item emailed with the invoice, within minutes our shopper printed a label, booked a free courier collection at a convenient time, and the shoes were picked up one business day later, and a refund promptly received.
Nice.
Yes, and they went through they go through and rate the other ones based on how difficult it was to return the goods. So some of them had to actually contact the website, had to make phone calls. Some of them, one of them they sent back, there was an easy address to print off from the package they got, and they sent it back to the supplier, but it turns out they had to actually pay for the goods. They weren't return paid. So, so there was... So there was a mixture of sometimes they needed to take it to the post office and pay for the registered post. Sometimes they had to call a customer service team to arrange it. Sometimes
making
they had
it harder to return. And,
that's right. Yeah. That's right. Sometimes there was an address sticker provided. Sometimes there wasn't. Sometimes it could be printed.
Well, if any of our listeners are wanting to have a look at online customer service and companies that are doing it very, very well, I'd be saying go out and purchase either on Amazon or in the stores or wherever a book by Zappos. That is the ultimate book to read on online e-commerce, right, and how they have grown and what they do and how they do it. It is simply blissful.
Right. Mm. What's that called? I want to have a look at that.
Zappos.
Zappos. Okay. So, yeah, so a lot of these really big businesses like Amazon, who have been selling online for many years, and they're doing a lot of testing of what works and what doesn't work, working mm-hmm. on customer retention. They've got a lot of data, a lot of sales. Yeah, they're continually refining their process. They must know so much stuff about, you know, what yeah. people are looking for in a website, how easy it is, how to make it easier
for people to purchase. It's that user experience. That yep. the user experience, but also the user interface. So you need to make it design worthy so that you're not having your customer click 50 million clicks to get to where they want. You need to literally read your clients' minds. And also the experience from the customer perspective, like you were just reading, it needs to be swift. And that's because people are paying for the privilege of not having to leave their house, and you want to make it easier for them to have things returned. And the word of mouth type thing, I think, is where where online stores get their bad name, where they do have to make 3 or 4 phone calls or emails go backwards and forwards. Then they find out they have to pay more than what they paid for the item to get it back to them, and then the refund, those sorts of things. That's where people do get online. The minorities do get online and have their say. And if there was only 2 stores there, you mentioned, that had online review systems, but if you had that experience in it being difficult to get your refund or difficult to exchange something, then that's the first place you're going to go, because those recommendations were, you know, given in a way that you went, oh, great, this is fantastic. But when you experienced it, it wasn't. So you'd like other people to know that it's not all, you know, roses when you're trying to return or exchange things.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah.
I've noticed something that's really started booming is the live chat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We've spoken about this before, but, yeah, that's so easy.
I think there's a really good one. It's called VSite. I think it is VSite or something along mm-hmm. those lines. That's not only customer chat, but also appointment setting in the same thing.
Okay. Mm. So is that setting an appointment for them to contact
Correct.
You?
Yes.
Okay.
If it's after hours, where a lot of people are on the internet after 5 p.m. or whatever time your bricks and mortar store closes, you can make an appointment to see a service or business or, you know, whatever it be.
Yep. Mm. I'll tell you something I like, the ATO callback service.
Mm.
So if you call the ATO and the queue to talk to an operator is longer than half an hour, they'll say, you know, the queue's too long. Mm. Please record your phone number and we will call you back in approximately 33 minutes.
Yeah.
And sure enough, your phone rings 33 minutes later and it's them. I love it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's just handy. So mm-hmm. save waiting on the line for so long. And they call you straight back. And
yeah, I have a tendency just to put them like on speaker and sit through it and go through my emails or get something done or
yep.
whatever. Yeah.
So just to summarise, so tactics, according to Dr. Paul Harrison, tactics such as free returns, prepaid address stickers, free couriers to avoid trips to the post office, along with easy access to information, customer reviews, images and video, help reduce the grunt work for consumers before they take the risk and buy. He says the best business models allow consumers to order a range of items to try on at home before being able to post or courier them back with minimal effort. So, yeah, there's lots of things to think about there and lots of good tips.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely a changing world.
It certainly is. Mm. What have you got on the deck next?
Well,
going to stun our listeners?
Shakira, look out.
Ho, ho, here we go.
Your city, your community, 94.7 The Pulse. Take a fresh look at your city. 94.7 The Pulse. The heartbeat of Geelong.
Welcome back
to Social Media Pulse at 94.7 The Pulse here in Geelong. That was interesting.
Underneath Your Clothes.
By Shakira. Wasn't what I was expecting. When you said Shakira, I'm thinking, mm-hmm. you know,
I thought we were going to go dancing as well.
Yeah, another yep. chair dancing session, but no.
Yep.
Okay, well, we're nearing the end of the show, so I thought I would just give a bit of a roundup of the ProBlogger event. And for those listening, ProBlogger it's at ProBlogger, actually, and he has a name. It is Darren Rouse, and he is a lovely bloke. And ProBlogger.net is where you can find him and all of the information. He gives generously of his time and his knowledge in the blogging world. And he definitely knows what he's talking about. He's very humble. He is transparent. And when he did the opening for the ProBlogger event, you really sense that. He very much is an everyday bloke doing some amazing things. And I'd really, you know, give him a hat tip for that. He's put together the ProBlogger event for the last 4 years and humble beginnings. And there was a few of us there that had been to the first one, and we were, you know, just reminiscing over a few beers, saying, do you remember the first, you know, event and those sorts of things. So it was really nice to catch up with people like Trevor Young. We've had Trevor on the show. If you search through some back issues, you'll find him. It was Micro Domination, his book that's going gangbusters at the moment. And I was having a good chat with him and some other people that have been to many of the ProBlogger events. The event has evolved, so this year there was different streams, so there was and different formats. So you could go in and sit in a lecture type sort of thing. You could also go and sit in a lounge, so it was more of a, you know, backwards and forwards sort of presentation. And then there was another main room that was stage, and it was, you know, question and answer, those sorts of things. But they really did their best to accommodate all sorts of industries and also different areas of blogging. So there was monetizing your blog. There was small business blogs. There was guest blogging. There was all sorts of different issues, and then the associated ways to do this. So there was, you know, social media, video, all different sorts of things. And for me, if I look back at the event, and I know that everybody is saying, you know, fantastic, they'll go next year, blah, 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 blah. And I sort of looked at it and I thought, you know what, I don't know if I'll go to another one. As much as I loved it, I loved the connection. It was more so the conversations that I had with peers, with people I highly respect in the industry, in content marketing and those sorts of things. And those are built relationships that I have over, you know, the last 5 years. So for me, I could see how much a lot of people got out of it. It is, I think that from a business perspective, it was lacking in some ways, purely because there was, I'd probably put numbers at probably 60 to 75% of people there that already have blogs or are thinking about starting blogs that want to make money out of it. Whereas I come from the other side where I already have a business and I need to know how I can more support or fully support my clients and customers in their blogs and what they need to be doing. So for me, I'm going to send Darren just an email, and, you know, they've got feedback forms and those sorts of things. And I thought, if you haven't started a blog, if you have started a blog and you'd really like to connect with other bloggers and see what they're doing and, you know, build those relationships, absolutely go to this event. But if you're a business like mine, it's more so about connecting with the people within your industry. Another person that was there that's always a funny bloke is Ed Dale. And there was Trey. Now, Trey Ratcliffe, if you have a look, you know, we were talking about Google Plus before. Trey has 6.3 million Google Plus followers. Okay.
Wow.
He's originally American, and he's now based in New Zealand. He runs a site, owns and runs a site called Stuck in Customs. And he's on, or he's basically on every social media platform out there. But he was the one that had the Google Glasses. He also had the best presentation by far. He got up and he talked about, because he had an e-book selling business, he has a photography business, and how he combined the two and what he does in business. But his presentation was done as like a choose your own adventure type thing. So up on the first screen was, you know, five different things about his childhood. and he was born blind in one eye. And I was like, oh, okay. And so there was five different areas, and he handed a die to somebody in the audience, told them to roll it, and whatever number came up from 1 to 6 is the number that he'd talk about. But it made you start thinking about him as a person and the other things that you wanted to ask him if you had the chance throughout the conference. And one of the things on there was, you know, something about kissing a nun or something along those lines. It was like, it didn't roll on that one, but we really want to know that, you know. And then it went to his teenage years and then his business life and those sorts of things. So it was a very interesting aspect for me to see that work and how the audience engaged in it. There was somebody else there, and this is going to be very embarrassing for me to admit, but Claire Bowditch is an artist, and I didn't know who she was. She has also been on a TV program. I'm not too sure which one it is, but there was some angst about a Patrick dying in the show. I still don't know what show it is. That's how I'm not into TV. There was I can remember seeing it on Twitter.
Yeah, it was like Winners and Losers or something, wasn't it? Or
I don't know.
Brothers and Sisters or something. Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
It wasn't Pulse TV, so
no,
we don't watch it.
No, but no, I don't watch a great deal of TV. So, and if I do, it's more selective, you know, doco sort of stuff. So, for me, I arrived at ProBlogger, was having a chat to a few people, and they said, "Oh, look, we're just walking over to this table," and I was actually waiting for Alicia to come down. And lo and behold, I get introduced to this Claire. I'm sitting there saying, "Oh, hi, how you doing?" Yeah, blah, blah. Didn't know who she was. The next day. She gets up on stage and they start talking about this Patrick that died. And I'm sitting there going, what world did I just enter? Because I don't know who you're talking about. Some TV character that got killed off in a show or something. I don't know. But she connected with the audience so well. And it was her getting straight up on stage and saying, look, I just thought I'd cut to the chase. I didn't have anything to do with Patrick's death. And I'm sitting there going... I really probably need to ask some questions, you know. But anyway, at the end of the conference, she got up and she did a choir type sort of situation. And when she spoke, she connected with the ProBlogger audience to the point where people were crying. And it was very emotional. And I actually felt a bit alienish because I sort of sat there going, I'm not getting this. Like, I don't know. I just haven't connected here. I really enjoyed her talk. I really enjoyed certain
things. Is that because you're hard and ruthless?
No, I just think it's...
Ice woman?
I'm not an ice woman, no.
It's a Patrick thing, is it? Because you didn't get Patrick.
I didn't get Patrick. Yeah, and okay. I sort of went, am I the only person in the world that doesn't know who Patrick is?
I don't know who Patrick is either.
So
right.
Yeah. You know, if you're talking about Jesse off Breaking Bad, I'd be going, oh my God, he died? What? yeah, so completely different audience. But really interesting to see how she interacted with the crowd and how much they loved her.
What about the Google Glasses?
The Google Glasses, okay, I put these things on and just went, oh my gosh. We're talking about the iPhone and the fingerprinting and those sorts of things,
yep.
And how people are saying that privacy issues could be violated by Google Glasses. It was really interesting to hear Trey say that when he has the Google Glasses on and he's walking around, all he sees is people with their heads down watching, you know, head down looking at their phones or their iPads. He said, so it's different how you actually perceive the world when so many people are looking down at their phones. So when I put them on, I literally looked around and went, oh my God, that's what we look like. We are looking at our phones, like, constantly. When I also put them on, it's like seeing in your right, just above, you know, if I was looking at you like I am now,
yep.
Above your right eye, maybe near your headphone sort of thing there, I'd see a little box and it says Google Glass, dot, dot, dot. And you talk to Google Glass and you tell Google Glass what you want. So anyway, Trey walked off talking to somebody else to get a coffee, and he's like, yeah, keep him on. So here I am just, you know, I'm like, take a video, take a photo. So it's taken a photo, and then somebody asked me a question. I turned around and said, beg your pardon. And then all of a sudden it came up with send image to, and then it came up with these names. And I'm like, Drew, or somebody seems okay. And I'm like, Drew? And then it comes up with sent. And I'm like,
okay.
So I went over to Trey and I said, Trey, I just took a picture and I sent it to one of your mates in your contact book. And he's like, oh, no, laugh. I'm like, glad. The photo was, you know, just here in the foyer sort of thing. But,
that's,
you
fantastic.
Know, so it was very interesting to...
So is there a screen in front of your eye that you can view the image that you just took?
As I said, yeah, it was, yes. So you sort of see a video icon-ish sort of thing.
Yep.
And so, yes, but then obviously I said, you know, take image, and it took a, you know, a picture image. So it was incredible. So there's my wrap-up of the great, the amazing, the embarrassing from my point. I didn't know who Claire was or who Patrick was.
Yep.
And Google Glasses, I'm loving them. Mm. Yeah.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's about it for us for this week's show. We've got another 30 seconds and then we're off.
Awesome.
What's on this week?
This week coming up...
Grand final coming up next weekend.
It's school holidays.
Yep, holidays.
I'm actually taking a week off, as in I'm going to be in the studio working on our own projects. And, oh gosh, what else is going on?
School holidays. The girls are coming down tonight, so...
Awesome.
Yeah, hang out, be a dad.
Nice.
Yep.
Go for some walks.
That's right.
Get China out of your hair.
That's right.
Well, you don't have hair. Oh, well,
that's
there
right.
you go. Easy.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.
Take a fresh look at your city. 94.7 The Pulse. The heartbeat of Geelong.